There be few that enter in many dark times. And those wicked men who sat on the seat of Moses for so long, their punishment does not slumber long. They're going to wake up to a rude awakening. And the men of our generation, they're so genteel, you know, they're so subtle in their dismissal. You know, it's not like if I was performing miracles, they'd have to come and pay attention to me, wouldn't they? But there's no miracles here. So why pay any attention, right? Let that crazy guy just keep chattering away. Nobody's going to listen anyways. Right, but Jesus, they had to pay attention to. They had to pay attention to some of the prophets in the Old Testament because they were in positions where they could speak. And I pray that God will give me a position to speak so we can see whether or not what they will do. What will they do when the prophets come again? What will they do? Do they think they're not going to behave as their forefathers behaved? They are of their father, the devil, the men of our generation. So the lusts of their father they will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. And there, the apple does not fall far from the tree. How will they escape the damnation of hell? How will they escape the damnation of hell? In hell, in both instances, in this chapter, you know, twofold more, the child of hell is the son of Gehinnom, the son of destruction, the son of the lake of fire. What it means is you are someone who is going there. You are its child. You belong with it. You belong with Gehinna, the lake of fire, the destruction that shall come. They make themselves... it's not the child of Hades, it's the child of Gehenna. And the damnation of Gehenna, not the damnation of Hades, the grave. The grave is not damnation. But hell is ultimate damnation because there will be no resurrection from Gehenna. The worm does not die and the fire is not quenched because it is all... it goes there, it stays there. It's corrupted there and destroyed there. It's devoured by the flame, and the worms devour. And they keep devouring until there's nothing. Because that's what it means. It has reference to carcasses. Isaiah chapter 66 makes the reference clear. They're going to go out and look at the carcasses of the men that transgressed against the Lord. And they're going to see there, the worm is alive, but they're not alive. The fire is burning, but they are not. Because the fire is not quenched. Because anyone understands, torture understands, that you apply fire and you remove fire. You apply fire and you quench fire. But if you do not quench the fire, the thing shall be burned. And these things are definitely flammable. You know, the soul isn't some indestructible thing. Jesus himself taught it can be destroyed. You know, I send you prophets and wise men and scribes. From among the wise men and from among the scribes, they come. From among the Pharisees, even an apostle was drawn, Paul. And what happened is they were killed and crucified. It all happened according to his word. They persecuted them from city to city. All the righteous blood shed from the blood of righteous Abel. Cain and Abel in the beginning. From the first murderer, because the children of the devil are all joined in one by their sinful deeds and by their murder. They hate their brother. And Zacharias, the son of Berechias, whom he slew between the temple and the altar. And Zacharias, the son of Berechias, there's speculation about who that is, and there's a reference in Josephus, but it was a later. You know, from that time to the present. All the righteous blood. That's the point. From the beginning to the end. All these things shall come upon this generation. It is all coming on those who are worthy of it. Those who continue in the works of their fathers. Their spiritual fathers. Because it's a spiritual family. It's not according to the carnal. Not according to whose descendant you are. The whole point of Christianity is moving away from descendancy and from genealogy and all that stuff. It's supposed to move on to the spirit, not the letter. The spirit, not the flesh. And that Christian teachers would actually pervert these things into being a carnal ordinance, a carnal seed. It is reckless and blasphemous. Verse 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent to thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Speaking to the city of Jerusalem's eyes put as a figure for the people, because the people are what matter. It's not the town, the buildings doesn't kill anybody, but it's the people in that city, the spirit of that city. It kills and stones the people who are sent to speak righteousness and repentance. I would have gathered by how often my desire was so, but you would not. Doesn't mean, you know, where's predestination stand there? It always stands. Because God has said things in the world that are contrary. He is good, but he's brought about evil. He is love, but there is hate. God has planted these things in the world to make these contrasts, to cause this turbulence and these feelings to come about. It's all intentional, but no less real. Now, we are not to, don't look at the world from God's perspective all the time, trying to see from his perspective, but he's trying to show it from, you know, he wants us to understand his perspective as much as we are able, but it is given to us in a way that we can understand, in a way that we can feel it, of his desire to bring about righteousness, but man's will to do evil, and to do unrighteousness, and to reject. And God wants us in the face of that sort of conflict to be able to stand up for righteousness, to be willing to lay down our lives for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of our Savior. Behold, your house is left to you desolate. He's leaving the temple to them, their house. Not my house shall be called a house of prayer, but your house is left to you desolate. Your house of Israel, your house of the temple, the house of Judah, whatever. Yours is left to you to be destroyed. Yours is left to you empty. God is departing. Just as in the time of Jeremiah, that the Spirit of God in the temple left the temple because the temple was going to be destroyed. And so Christ is leaving them to their own. You will not see me henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Quoted from Psalm 118 again. Hosanna, save now, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. You're not going to see me again till ye shall say. And I wonder if that's a prophecy for the Jews. I just wonder, like in the sense of when they would truly see another prophet and say of a true prophet of God, that they would receive a true prophet and not these prophets that they have now that they're following, these false rabbis who are still blind leaders of the blind. They cannot see. God has blinded their eyes and they lead their people in darkness. But rather, when a true prophet would come to Israel to preach to them the truth,